Page 31, NLS celebrates 80th birthday of Braille and Talking Books program, but possible budget cuts could impact CA Braille and Talking Book library funding. By Judy Wilkinson. What an irony that while we celebrate the 80th anniversary of the NLS Talking Book program, the budget dealings here in California could threaten our state Braille and Talking Book library beginning a couple of years down the line. Page 32. First, the good news, NLS festivities, a special ceremony and press event to be held at the Library of Congress on March 3, will celebrate the 80th anniversary of the founding legislation of the Braille and Talking Book program. Stephen Mendelson, a historian in our family, says this legislation was enacted on the final day of a Republican Congress, 1931. The Democrats had gained a majority in the 1930 off-year election, which they would maintain for all but 4 years until 1994. The press release for the celebration promises as speakers and participants, Librarian of Congress Dr. James H. Billington, members of Congress, prominent authors, including blind 9/11 hero Michael Hingson, NLS patrons of all ages sharing their personal stories. A late-breaking email from Deanna Markham, Associate Librarian for Library Services, informs us of the retirement as of February 28 of Frank Kurt Silke, Director of NLS, since 1973. The March 3 event will pay tribute to his exceptional career and to his leadership in accomplishing the transition from analog to digital technology in 2009 with the launch of the Digital Talking Book Program. Now the more sobering news. By the time you read this, the legislature's Budget Conference Committee will have decided the fate of three library programs: the California Library Services Act, the Public Library Foundation, and the State Literacy Program. The Senate Budget Committee proposes granting the governor's request to eliminate all three programs, a projected savings of $30.4 million, while the Assembly Budget Committee proposes far more modest cutbacks for all three. Page 33. How do cuts in these programs affect the NLS program in California? Mike Marlin, Director, California Braille and Talking Book Library, explained it to me this way. The state must show maintenance of effort in paying the state share of certain federally funded programs. If maintenance of effort falls off, then down the line, in a future federal matching cycle, the state may be granted fewer federal dollars. Mike said that we can't know a definite amount that may be cut from general library funding, including our Braille and Talking Book Library, until we know how much these and other programs are cut. In an email from Friday morning, March 4, Mike Marlin writes, "Looks as though the LSTA matching grant has been spared for now." Here's what we can surmise. Since even the Assembly Budget Committee proposes some cuts to these three programs, they will be cut, possibly eliminated. At best, we are facing probable cuts to the various agencies and programs which fund our Braille and Talking Book programs here in California. We must prepare to face these realities. Mr. Marlin plans to form an advisory council later this year, including all appropriate stakeholders. I'm pleased to announce that Mike will be attending our spring convention and will be the speaker at the BRLC/CLUA luncheon on Friday, May 13. He will also attend the BRLC and CLUA sessions that morning. At that time, he will bring us up to date on these grave financing issues. We cannot dodge all the bullets. Inevitably, budgets and programs vital to our interests will take some hits. Keep in touch with Frank Welty's bulletins. Access the California Connection each week. More than ever, we must be vigilant and ready to literally and figuratively show up where we are needed.